Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 36. I have heard that swiftly the son of Wostan, at wish and word of his wounded king, war-sick warrior, woven mail coat, battle-sark, born neath the barrow's roof. Then the clansman, keen of conquest proud, passing the seat, saw store of jewels and glistening gold the ground along. By the wall were marvels, and many a vessel in the den of the dragon, the dawn-flyer old, unburnished bowls of bygone men reft of richness, rusty helms of the olden age, and arm-rings many wondrously woven. Such wealth of gold, booty from barrow, can burden with pride each human wight, let him hide it who will. His glance, too, fell on a gold-wove banner, high o'er the hoard of handiwork noblest, brilliantly broidered, so bright its gleam, all the earth-floor he easily saw and viewed all these vessels. No vestige now was seen of the serpent. The sword had ta'en him. Then I heard the hill of its hoard was reft. Old work of giants, by one alone, he burdened his bosom with beakers and plate, at his own good will, and the ensign took brightest of beacons. The blade of his lord, its edge was iron, had injured deep one that guarded the golden hoard many a year, and its murder fire spread hot round the barrow in horror billows at midnight hour, till it met its doom. Hastened the herald, the hoard so spurred him his track to retrace, he was troubled by doubt, high-souled hero, if haply he'd find alive where he left him the lord of Weeders, weakening fast by the wall of the cave. So he carried the load. His lord and king he found all bleeding, famous chief at the lapse of life. The liegeman again splashed him with water, till point of word broke through the breast hoard. Beowulf spake, sage and sad, as he stared at the gold. For the golden treasure to God my thanks, to the wielder of wonders, with words I say, for what I behold to heaven's lord, for the grace that I give such gifts to my folk, or ever the day of my death be run. Now I've bartered here for booty of treasure the last of my life, so look ye well to the needs of my land. No longer I tarry. A barrow bid ye the battle-fanned raise for my ashes, twill shine by the shore of the flood to folk of mine memorial fair, on Hrone's headland, high uplifted, that ocean wanderers oft may hail Beowulf's barrow, as back from far they drive their keels o'er the darkling wave. From his neck he unclasped the collar of gold. Valorous king, to his vassal gave it with bright gold helmet, breastplate, and ring. To the youthful thane, bade him use them in joy. Thou art end and remnant of all our race, the Wagmunding name, for Wired hath swept them all my line to the land of doom, earls in their glory. I after them go. This word was the last which the wise old man harbored in heart ere hot death waves of balefire he chose. From his bosom fled his soul to seek the saint's reward. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.